Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, with Lindsay Coulson as Heather, Abigail Hart as Natalie, and Ben Crow as Ryan. Episode 6, High Noon.
The Tobin kids were smashing up empties outside the pub this morning, so I waded in like Wyatt Earp and saw them off. But then I thought, you're Tobins. You're like the Clanton gang at the OK Corral. That's what we expect from you. But why should it be? I was so disappointed when Natalie got pregnant. Was it expected of her? Had I made bringing up a kid single-handed seem so great that she couldn't wait to copy me? Of course, the difference is that she's got Ryan, lucky thing, and me. And now she says that when Shauna's a bit older, she wants to go to university. Oh, I'm so proud of her. And if the Tobins end up in Boot Hill or picking rocks on a chain gang, at least I've saved my own.
Hello, Heather.
Dawn.
I needed to talk to you and I didn't want to phone. Well, I didn't want to come round, to be honest.
Oh.
Can I talk to you?
If you like. Come in.
Thanks. It's freezing out there.
Have a seat. Hang on, I'll just shift the Hoover.
Nice flat.
Still into cowboys and Indians, I see. The Sutter Estate's just like Tombstone. I might as well have the movie posters to go with it. Cup of tea?
No, this isn't a social visit. I feel awkward enough as it is. Joe came to see you last week, didn't he?
Yeah?
He told me. He didn't try to hide it or anything. Why did he come?
No idea. Better ask him.
It's just... I think he's seen someone else, and I wondered, is it you?
Me? Hardly.
It's Natalie's dad. He left you for me. You might get a kick out of it.
I got a kick out of Sister Sledge and Rara skirts, but they're ancient history, and so's Joe.
Honestly, you would tell me if it was you.
I doubt it. No, don't panic. He's all yours. Was that it?
No.
Go on.
If it isn't you, well, someone told me you do, well, I suppose you call it investigating. You find out stuff for people.
It's more of a sideline than anything. It's not really private. Hang on. Don't tell me you want me to investigate Joe, find out who he's seeing. How could you even ask, Dawn?
I didn't know what else to do. Of course you still hate me after all this time, I understand that.
I don't hate you.
I would, if I were you. I just thought you'd remember what it feels like. To wonder where he's going, who he's seeing. And we did used to be best friends. Before.
Before you nicked my boyfriend?
I've always felt bad about what happened.
Good. I mean, you should do. What you two did to me broke my heart. But I'm fine now, so you can stop feeling bad.
Will you help me?
I can't, Dawn. It's too close.
Well, that's why I came to you. You know Joe. You know how he thinks. Please, Heather. For old time's sake.
You're a man of the world. Grab a tea towel, Ryan. You're a parent and a busy entrepreneur. What do you think?
I'm all that stuff when it suits you. The rest of the time I'm that computer nerd who knocks up your daughter.
You're so hard on yourself. You're not a nerd.
Okay. On the minus side, I reckon you are too close to taking this job, emotionally and whatnot. But on the plus side, might be a good way of drawing a line under the whole affair. Business.
Nice one, Ryan.
Well, that's what I thought. Take it or leave it.
No, you're right. Although I'm still none the wiser. The other thing is, if I help Dawn, should I tell Nat?
She got a right to know.
Shauna took so long to drop off, I run her nursery rhyme. Ends up singing a Fat Boy Slim. Right to know what?
Nothing. Just a job I might be doing.
You were talking about me, weren't you? Is it about university? You think I'm too fit to go.
Of course, no. Like, calm down. Tell her.
Well, go on.
Okay. Right. You see, what's happened, Nat, is that your dad's wife...
Oh, dodgy dung. Emma said she was in the salon recently, and her hair was so permed and treated, it was like straw. Emma reckons you look at least 10 years younger than her. 15 more like.
Do you want to know or what?
Sorry.
Dawn thinks Joe, your dad, might be seeing someone else, and she wants to find out. Only I wonder if I'm too involved to do it.
Well, then I will. Oh, show what a bastard he is. I did okay following Charlotte Howard, didn't I?
No way. You probably pushed him under a bus.
Well, it might stop him screwing around.
We don't know that he is. Yet. That's the whole point. What about you, Ryan? Could you keep an eye on him for a couple of days?
Leave me out of it. Anyway, mate of Neil's has put some work my way, converting a load of floppies to zip.
I won't even ask what that means. I can't help it. I felt for her. Dawn, I mean. We used to be best mates.
Used to be.
Well, I don't want her thinking I hate her, because I don't anymore.
Well, if you do end up working for her, I hope you make her pay through the nose. Top whack plus expenses.
I can't. Don't seem right profiting from her misery. I'd rather not take this on, but it's too late now. I want to know what Joe's up to. It's like they say in the westerns...
Stick him up, partner.
The Indians have got to surround it.
No. A gale's got to do what a gale's got to do. What can I get you?
Slimline tonic would fit the bill very nicely. Are you Heather?
I'm tempted to say who wants to know.
Who what?
Yeah, that'd be 90 pence, please.
Can I buy you a drink?
Let's get my question out of the way first.
Oh, absolutely. Business before pleasure. The name's Lowell Franklin. Here's my card.
LJF Investigation.
The J's for Jeffrey, before you ask.
All commercial and private investigations undertaken. Debt recovery, our speciality.
Ex-copper. Got the bunions to prove it. I bet you're wondering why I've tracked you down.
Had crossed my mind.
I've heard a lot about you lately. News travels fast in my line of work. Sounds like you're turning into a bit of a private detective yourself.
No, I'm not. Well, a bit. I'm not taking any work away from you, if that's what you're worried about. I'm more the bobber job end of the market.
Don't worry. I'm not warning you off my patch. I'm a great believer in free enterprise, as it happens. No. The talk on the street is that you're a bit tasty. You get results.
Sometimes.
You see, I'm looking to expand, move into different areas of surveillance. I might be able to put some work your way.
What I do is hardly work. It's more like helping people out. Like, you're not from the Inland Revenue, are you?
Do I look evil? Listen, how's about you hang on to my card? And if ever you fancy a more formal employment situation, give me a bell. I'd be happy to tell you more about LJF.
Yeah, all right.
Nice talking to you, Heather. Catch you later.
Yeah, bye. What was that all about? None of your business. He was offering me a job, actually. You've got a job. Don't panic, I'm not going anywhere. But it's flattering, isn't it? Yeah. I could be a proper private detective. Like Magnum PI. You know, without the moustache. Investigating corporate fraud. Industrial espionage. Debugging... buggers.
I thought you liked the personal touch, helping out the community.
I do, Maeve. But when it's people you know, it can get, you know, messy. Like this afternoon.
What's happened this afternoon?
Well, I'm helping this woman find out if her fella's playing away.
Oh, go on, tell me, Heather. I won't breathe a word. Cross me heart and hope to die.
See what I mean? When the going gets tough, the tough get gabbing. Ah, for once in my life, my lips are sealed.
Well, it was worth a try. Finish up your drinks now, please.
Can I get you another coffee?
I'm up to here with caffeine.
We do a brilliant pear tart. I had 3 slices yesterday.
All right. I'll have a decaf latte and some pear tart. It's only fruit, isn't it?
Yeah. Why not move to a table by the window? Nobody can see you here.
No, I'm fine.
I'd bring a book next time. Penguin Modern Classics always go down well.
Sorry?
Makes you look intellectual. City Listings magazine said this is the fifth best place in town to meet people. I see it happening all the time.
I can see it happening right now.
Ooh. Anyone you've got your eye on? I could go up to them and say, the lady by the salad bar wonders if you care to join us.
That man near the window, with the blonde.
No, forget it. Love's young dream, we call those two. Oh, you can do better than him. What about the chap with the glasses?
Do they come here a lot?
A couple of times a week. Can't keep their hands off each other. Oh, God, you're not his wife, are you?
Don't worry. The only aisle we walked down was Tesco's. Oh, oh, she's going. I might have a quick word.
Do you still want that pear tart?
Joe, fancy meeting you here.
Heather.
I won't join you. The seat's still warm from your young friend.
Cat, she isn't... She's
yeah,
just...
yeah, whatever. Anyway, you don't have to explain yourself to me. I saw you.
Listen, Heather...
It's like deja vu all over again, isn't it? Except I'm size 14 now and you've got less hair. And it's Dawn you're cheating on and not with.
It isn't like
it
that.
It never is. But I'm the last person to see it from your point of view. You write your story on Dawn and see if it rings any bells with her. See you, Joe.
That bad, eh?
What is?
Lee Marvin only comes out the sideboard when you're feeling a bit rubbish.
I'm fine. Tired, a bit stressed out. Wondering about the meaning of life and why we're all here. Like maggots on a mouldy apple core. Like fleas on a dog. No big deal.
Do we have to listen to this? Want a cup of tea? Bri's just making some.
I like helping people. Always have done. But I don't know. Is it a good idea to get so tangled up in their lives? Doesn't help them. It doesn't help me.
Is it this business with my dad?
Why did I think I could help? Well, why should I?
Well, I could have told you that.
Joe's hardly going to stop being a lying bastard just because I say so.
How old was this girl he was with?
23, 24. He may be pushing 40, but he's still a good-looking man.
Oh, don't tell me you still fancy him.
Not when I engage my brain. But he can still make my kidneys do a backflip. Don't look at me like that. I'm just being honest.
Don't go there, Mum. Don't even think about it. Not if you want me to talk to you ever again.
Oh, thank you for that voter support.
I'm right and you know it.
I'll tell you one thing, Nat. If I was working for Lowell Franklin, I wouldn't be feeling like this. If I was being paid serious money for a proper day's graft, I could distance myself and not take my work home with me. You know what? People round here might just have to sort out their messy little lives without me.
And over here's our filing system. We always cross-reference when we're doing a company search. I'm very keen to bring LJF into the 21st century, as well as offering specialised services to investigate the latest crimes and dodgy dealings.
Like what?
Well, there's a growing need for private detectives to go undercover in the workplace. Check out employee theft, staff who fiddle their timesheets, that kind of thing.
Really?
Oh, we might be asked to double-check job applicants' CVs. The higher they climb the corporate tree, the more porcupines they tell. So, you see, there's never been a better time to come into the investigations business. And LJF's going places, I'm telling you.
Why?
Oh, yours truly is going places too. Literally, in fact. I should have been there 10 minutes ago. Doesn't do to keep a client waiting. Oh... But I haven't said how I see you fitting into the operation yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have just turned up like this.
Oh, not at all. It's a very sound way of seeing how a company ticks. I'm pleased you did, Heather. Look, I tell you what. I'm tying up a case tomorrow afternoon at that new hotel by the conference centre. How's about we meet up in the bar after that? Say, 7 o'clock?
Thanks. Really. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Joe, you already said. Anyway, it's no skin off mine. Shauna and I come to the park most afternoons. Don't we, darling?
I thought you might just hang up on me.
I have to say, it crossed my mind. Then I thought, no, I'd like to meet you face to face. Hear what you've got to say for yourself. Now you've had time to work out a good story. And you get the chance to meet your granddaughter before Nat brainwashes her into hating you. Shauna, meet Grandad.
Oh.
Grandad, Shauna.
She's cute. Like a little doll.
Yeah. Spitting image of Nat when she was her age. They're like peas in a pod. Remember when the three of us were happy? Before it all went pear-shaped?
Yeah. I think about that time a lot.
Is that why your new girlfriend's nearly half your age in a sad attempt to turn the clock back?
Look, Heather, you've got every reason to be angry with me, I know that. But could you just change the record for 5 minutes? Because it isn't helping anyone.
Well, speak for yourself, it's doing wonders for me. Sorry. Knee-jerk reaction. I don't even know I'm doing it.
You always had a mouth on you. You were such a cheeky girl when I first met you.
I've mellowed. I have. Well, go on then. Say your bit.
I want you to understand. Kath isn't serious. We got chatting in a bar. I was flattered that she fancied me and it just sort of happened.
Is that it?
Dawn wasn't serious either. Till you kicked me out and I had nowhere else to go.
It just sort of happened.
And Thomas and Sam were born and I love them to bits. I did love Dawn for a while. But when I realised I didn't, it was too late. I was stuck. I can't walk out a second time. Hurt her like I hurt you.
Hang on. Let me see if I've got this right. I kicked you out for sleeping with my best friend, so I condemned you to an unhappy life because I had the nerve to be too gutted to forgive you. Is that what you're saying?
I don't exactly come out of this smelling of roses, do I?
No, doggy do more like.
That's just a physical thing. She knows it and I know it. I do it for the buzz.
Oh, you're digging that hole deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter what you believe as far as Kat's concerned. There's only one thing you need to hear properly without losing your rag. It's about us.
Let me guess. You've realised that you've loved me all along, through the ups and downs, highs and lows, that we go together like strawberries and cream, champagne and roses, the two Ronnies. Is that it, Joe?
Well, yes.
You've really settled in here, haven't you? It's like a proper office with all your computer gear and whatnot.
May's been brilliant. She won't take any rent and she leaves me alone.
What are you working on now?
She's printing some flyers for the community centre. Can't pay much, but it's regular.
So it makes a big difference, treating your work like a proper business and not just a hobby? Mm,
definitely. Punters take you more seriously too. Respect your skills. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to work for Lowell Franklin.
Hang on, Eva. I didn't say it to suit you.
Why not?
Are you kidding? You hate taking orders, not being in charge. The only reason you and Maeve get on is that she treats you like her equal.
I am her equal.
Well, how can you be? It's her pub. And it's Lowell Franklin's business. He's the boss, your staff.
I'll win him round.
Just don't be too stroppy, or pig-headed, or rude. I mean, I'm used to it, but he won't be. Is that why you're here? To ask me if I think you should take that job?
No, it isn't actually, Clever Clogs. You're doing tea tonight, so I thought I'd better staple the shopping list to your forehead so you don't forget.
See, that's what I mean. It might come out nicer if you'd have said, thanks for doing tea tonight, Ryan, you are a treasure.
Rubbish. Oh, sorry. That's an interesting point of view, which I value and respect. Thank you, Ryan.
Don't be sarky with Lowell Franklin either.
Lowell?
Heather, lovely to see you. What can I get you?
Oh, I'll have a gin and tonic, please.
Right you are. Jason, gin and tonic for the lady. Oh, and I'll have another scotch and soda. Well, I must say, you scrub up nice.
Oh, cheers. Well, I thought you ought to make the effort. I've only ever come in here if I'm caught short. I pretend I'm a hotel guest.
Excellent. In this line of work, you can fool anyone if you believe it yourself.
How was your meeting?
Oh, fine. Nigel's a regular client. I do a bit of debt recovery for him.
Well, what does that involve exactly? Sounds like it could be dangerous.
Nothing you need to worry about. If you join LJF, I see the agency going in a totally different direction. I tell you what, Heather, I could eat a horse. I've had nothing but a bag of crisps all day. Can I interest you in a spot of dinner?
Oh, that was delicious, Lo. Thank you.
Plenty more where that came from. Wining and dining's a big part of this new idea of mine.
Go on.
It's called honeypot work, but I prefer to call it relationship surveillance. That's where you come in.
How?
Check out that couple at the table by the pillar and tell me what you see.
He's mid-40s. Well, she's about 10 years younger. First date, maybe, because he's all over like a rash.
First and last date. Helen's a working girl. Top of the range, I grant you. but she does all her business from this hotel.
Really? Oh, she could be a model.
Yeah, she was. You see, a lot of men, married men, come to bars and clubs in town for one-night stands. They don't see it as being unfaithful, but their wives do. Especially when they spot extra credit card expenses and those telltale late-night calls on the mobile phone bills.
Well, you'd think the men would cover their tracks better.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, these wives want proof, but it's hard to find unless you set hubby up. Plant a decoy. You.
Me?
A bit more slap, maybe. A glimpse of cleavage, and you could pull any man in this room.
Honeypot, right.
You tempt them, I snap them. Bob's your uncle, and he's caught with his pants down.
I don't think so.
You can do it, don't put yourself down. It's a license to print money, I'm telling you.
Dirty money.
Now, my bank manager doesn't think so. But I understand your reticence, Heather, and I respect it. Some wives want to know what their husbands are up to, and some don't.
That's not the point.
You see, my wife, she's a very independent woman. That's why we make such a great team.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. How's about I give you a hypothetical? Say, I was to book a room upstairs and invite my charming dining companion to join me for a bit of fun. No strings attached, no questions asked. My wife wouldn't mind a bit. She's a wonderful woman. What do you say?
I say, thanks for dinner, I'm off.
Heather, love, please don't make a scene.
No, that wasn't a scene, but this is. You're a slime ball and a creep, and that comb over doesn't fool anyone. Why would I work for you when there's barrels need scraping? Good night.
Joe was in again yesterday.
Oh, no.
I said you had a few days off. I can't see him turning up at your doorstep in case he bumps into Natalie.
It's like buses, isn't it? Nothing on the horizon, then along come two bastards in less than a day.
Yeah. Lol, Franklin sounds awful.
But are you sure about Joe? What if he meant what he said? I know how he ticks. After all this time, I can read him like a book. And I wish I didn't, Maeve, but I still fancy him. If Nat even knew I was having this conversation, she'd kill me.
Do you want to know what I think?
Well, go on. It'd be nice to have someone sort out my life for a change.
I think you know. Joe's track record isn't too impressive, and you've done great without him. And you can do better. Plenty more trout in the stream.
Yeah, but will I spot Mr. Wright if I pass him in the street?
You know, like I did first time I clapped eyes on my Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry was the best.
I know there's never going to be another Jerry. He was a one-off. But who knows? The very next man who walks in this pub might be the man for me. Or you.
If it's George Clooney, I'll arm wrestle you for him.
And call me selfish. But I'm thrilled, Skinny, that Lyle Franklin turned out to be a creep. We need you here on the estate. You make a difference.
Oh, thanks, Maeve.
A pint of it, gorgeous, and a pickled egg.
It's all yours. I know how to lose gracefully.
Bye, Jackie. See you Friday.
Dawn!
Hello.
Oh, hope you don't mind me meeting you from work. I didn't like to phone.
I was wondering when I'd hear from you. Do you want to go for coffee or something?
I thought maybe we could go and sit over there, by the green.
Okay.
I was thinking, maybe I've got it all wrong about Joe. After he was laid off, he got pretty low, lost his confidence. Maybe him behaving weird's more to do with that. Do you reckon? I'm sorry, but I can't help you anymore, Dawn. You two have to work it out for yourselves.
You promised.
I said I'd try.
Is that because he is seeing someone else and you haven't got the bottle to tell me?
Please, Dawn, trust me on this.
Is he seeing someone?
You better ask him yourself.
Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? Getting your revenge. Keeping it from me, making me beg. Please tell me, Heather, I can't bear not knowing.
It's been awful, Dawn. Really horrible. It brought everything back. And plus, it reminded me that I lost you as well as Joe back then.
You think about turning back the clock, don't you? What you'd do differently. I wouldn't have hurt you for the world. But I'd still have fallen for him. I couldn't help myself. And I still love him now. There is someone else, isn't there? I bloody knew it.
Think it through before you do anything you'll regret. Think about your boys hating him the way Nat does. And most of all, think about what would hurt you more. Kicking him out or forgiving him. It's difficult, isn't it? Why do they do it to us? Why do we let them?
You tell me.
When it's all over and I've decided what I'm going to do, perhaps we can be friends again.
I don't think so, Dawn.
Okay.
Do you want to watch a video tonight? How about The Searchers? Or High Noon? Or one of your precious Clint Eastwoods?
What are you after? Come to think of it, you still owe me that tenner.
I'm being nice, actually.
You usually run a mile when I'm in the mood for a Western.
I just thought you've had a rough time lately. What with the Dawn business and not getting that job.
Not wanting that job.
Is it all sorted? You and Dawn and my dad?
As far as I'm concerned, it is. I couldn't say what they're going to do. I know you did it for my sake, Nat. But try to stop hating your dad.
I don't hate him. I just don't know him.
Maybe I should have forgiven him about Dawn. Then you'd have grown up with a mum and a dad.
He hurt you. You were right to kick him out. Anyway, I've turned out okay, haven't I? Getting pregnant maybe wasn't the cleverest thing to do, but I've got Ryan and Shauna's brilliant.
And you definitely want to go to university?
Yeah. When Shauna starts school. I really do, Mum.
I know. Ooh, I'm ever so proud of you.
All right, love.
All right. What's for tea? I'm starved.
Lasagna. Don't panic, Mum made it. And strawberry cheesecake for afters.
Oh, what are we celebrating?
That Joe and Dawn are on their own. Ooh, it's like this huge weight's been lifted off my shoulders.
And Lowell Franklin's on his own too. Mum's not turning into a proper private eye.
Oh, that reminds me. Some bloke was in the Admiral asking for you today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his auntie lives on the 8th floor of Sandon. Her hanging baskets keep getting vandalised. He wants you to find out if it's the Tobin kids.
Here we go.
No, check this out. It's brilliant. His wife works for a travel agent. So he said she might be able to wangle you a 50% discount off a long-haul flight.
Oh, where to?
Oh, wherever you like. You interested?
Are you kidding? Monument Valley, here I come.
In High Noon, episode 6 of Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, Lindsay Coulson played Heather, Abigail Hart, Natalie, and Ben Crowe, Ryan. Dervla Molloy played Maeve, Tessa Peake-Jones, Dawn, Gerard McDermott, Lol, Gavin Muir, Joe, and David Holt, the waiter. The director was David Hunter.